I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yesterday, KMOX told you about St. Clair County wanting to hire off-duty St. Louis and St. Clair County sheriffs. Our Maria Kina has an update on those 18 St. Louis County police officers at a cost of $1.8 million that are supposed to protect Metrolink in St. Louis.
A final vote is expected Tuesday. However, Chairman Ernie Trakas doesn't think the county should foot the bill.
No one's disputing that might be a good idea to put 18 police officers onto the system to basically take up the slack for the city's, frankly, negligence. I mean, six police officers on behalf of the city is not sufficient.
County Executive Sam Page says the money should not come from general revenue. It should come from a transit fund.
The sales tax that's collected in St. Louis County specifically for Bi-State, and we believe that's where additional Bi-State security funding should come from.
The city still isn't going to pick up any of the cost here.
Well, these are St. Louis County police officers, and this is a St. Louis County operation under St. Louis County leadership. St. Louis County Council has agreed that, at least for this first year, in order to move things along more quickly, that St. Louis County will pay for the St. Louis County police officers on Bi-State.
Trakas disagrees. He says if the city doesn't pay, then Bi-State should. Maria Aquino, St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.